Blog Talk Radio.
Wanted to start the show with some music, and I absolutely love that song. So welcome, everyone. And I know that this has been an interesting past couple of weeks. I mean, everyone has experienced it in different ways. I know they've had bursts of energies mixed with fatigue, and it felt like because of spring, this feeling of newness around us and excitement, too, I could feel it. And so with that, sometimes old things are stopping, old relationships, jobs are coming to an end. I've seen another cycle of people looking for work. So, and a lot of times it really is the cycle of the spirit. The spirit is awakening. So sometimes we have these great big things happening with changes in our living situations, our relationships. And really, I really know that that's your opportunity, if we can look at it that way, to ask the question to your spirit, what am I here to do? And what makes my heart sing and happy and feel alive? And that's what we're here to kind of keep asking. I always ask that question every day, show me, show me. Show me, you know, and if I keep asking that question, I do get the answers really quickly. That's what I have noticed. It's pretty spontaneous. I'm like, wow, that was quick. So let's just know that that's what Spirit is waiting for us to do, is to ask what it is that you would like to know. So in this reading that we're going to start to do with everyone, I want everyone to just quiet their mind and take a moment, take some breaths in, and really welcome your guides and your spirit home. Feeling the energy from the heavens starting to clean out all your chakras as it enters into the center, the top of your head, moving all the way down like a beautiful channel of light, cleaning out anything that is unlike pure light and love. Moving all the way down the spine, all the way down your legs into Mother Earth. Taking another deep breath in and pushing that energy all the way into the center of Mother Earth. And waiting until you feel a grounding cord really go into the center. Really feel that red lava as it kind of moves now up that cord, cleaning away even further as it starts to move up your legs, cleaning all those chakras and asking with your mind, please clean away anything that is stopping me from seeing my purpose and from knowing my light. And as we move that up, that energy all the way through, letting it kind of hang out right at the base of your spine and seeing it just start to pop those chakras even brighter and bigger and feeling them expand into the room. And now above your house and now above and watching you as it kind of feels like it expanded quite bigger than your small little body, and start to feel yourself at this larger level, bringing that energy up, bringing all the energy now into the stomach and really expanding it now into the room and above, into the, above the house, and now feeling it expand even further out into the universe. And now bringing your attention into the heart, taking a breath, expanding it out into the room, and now out above the house, and out into the planet, into the atmosphere, I call it. So now bringing your throat chakra, opening that up, and feeling how it feels to have that expanded. Finally feeling yourself having a voice, saying what you feel, feeling what you say. That's even greater, isn't it? Feeling now that throat chakra expand into the room, above your house, into the atmosphere. And now bringing your third eye, bringing all attention to the third eye, your intentions, your sight, popping that, opening that up, bringing that into the room, expanding it above the house, into the planets. And now the top of your head, feeling that energy just pop. So it's allowing things in as it opens and expands into the room and above the house and into the planetary. There we go. Lovely. Now, taking a nice deep breath, I really want you guys to feel how different you feel when you do center at that level, because that's really when Spirit can work with you with any question that you may have. And it really helps me also, because now we're both tuned in to that higher frequency. So I'm going to start taking calls. I have so many callers online already, so we're not going to waste any time. And I'm going to take our first caller. It's a 404 number. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Miss Patty, it's Lolita.
Hi, Lolita. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Glad to see you on.
Well, I'm glad always that you give us a call, and it's just me tonight, so it's just our normal show that we always have. I really love that, you know. So it's really nice to give the stage to somebody else and really learn. So what's going on for you? Let's tune in and see what Spirit can have to help you with.
Okay.
All right. So is there just one, you want to kind of stick with one question that you really like to focus in on?
Should I say the question or just... I'm dealing with a client, and I'm in sales, and we've built a really good relationship for about a couple months, and when going into submitting proposals, it seems like we had a miscommunication on my end, and I'm not getting a response back from him, and I think we felt enough good relationship where I feel like I should get a response back. So I would like for a message on that end as far as will he pull through with the last minute?
Well, the first card, good, is to say thank you. So that's really powerful, because it's really saying that yes, and I see two people hugging, there's flowers. So it does feel like a reconciliation kind of vibe to this first card. So I like that, because it's really answering the energetic question. Are you going to, you know, continue this relationship, even if it's a working relationship? It's still a relationship, right? It's a very big one. So, and then it says to be courageous. So I think when we are starting out in any new thing, there is you have to be somewhat courageous. You have to trust and be kind of vigilant in what you are saying and doing and believing in. So if you're selling something, you have to believe in it.
Of course.
That whole thing really is. So being courageous with this is really about your spirit stepping up and knowing that it didn't do anything wrong, that there is nothing to worry about, and that it's when you start to feel the fear of something, you know, it's usually that there is a bit of insecurity. Okay,
well,
so...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, love. No.
It was a relationship that we started out, and he had that much trust in me. I did not do my due diligence on my end. When I went to go submit proposals, there's a way that we submit stuff, and he's used to doing it one way. So when he was signing contracts, he asked a question. So at the end, my offer is a little bit more than what he's getting. And so when looking at that way, it's not being a benefit for his company. I did go over some different options, and before I left at the end of the month, in February, I let him know I was going out of town, and I told him to give me a call back so I can go over my new option for him to see if he wanted to take that option instead of doing the way he's been doing it continuously. So, you know, so I haven't heard back from him. So I'm being, I did take step up to the plate, and I did apologize for all the inconvenience, did my due diligence, and reached out to other people in my company to help give me advice on what way can I turn it around. I mean, I had to show a difference of $12,000 why he should pick me. You know,
right,
even though
right.
3 months ago he would have signed with me in a heartbeat. He said that to me. So now we're at a, he's got to make a decision by Friday whether to stay with his current provider because we're in a time frame for his contract that's coming up for a renewal. So that's where I am at right now.
Yeah, so to be courageous is that you're going to have to take this in the light that it is. There's not much you can do, I'm guessing, to change the price of this, right? This is your company's pricing. So there's not much you can do to lower it, to make it more possible for this deal to go through. Is there anything that can be done on that?
Yeah, I actually explained to him the difference on, you know, why I chose this plan or went that way because it doesn't make sense to include that certain charge in your rate because the more you use, you're paying for something that doesn't need to be incorporated in that. Might leave that line alone, fix it. So then I gave another option of as far as riding the market out, which do it 9 months, and if you like the plan, because I showed to him that he paid $15,000 more last year by doing what he was doing. So
okay.
I've given him different options, and today I just sent him an email, or yesterday I did, and I said, just let me know either way, whatever route you're going. So I know that I'm not continue, but not say bugging him, but we're at a clear end chapter. You know, let's close this if we have to, and I can follow up with you saying 3 years if I'm still there, you know.
Right.
So
right.
I just sent him an email to let me know something.
Let me just see, because I started pulling, and it just says, just laugh and then stop. So I'm really getting that they're saying that the kind of letting go of really stopping, and like you said, this is the last thing, this last bit of communication. So it's really showing me that to stop any further, you know, so that you don't seem like you're annoying him or in any way. Like, you know how if somebody is overly, it's almost like they're being oversold and people really don't like that. It's like when you sell a used car or something like that, you know. So
yeah,
we
I wasn't ever like that.
Yeah.
He's always
so we
commented
keep,
me on
I think
that.
That's why stop showed up because it's really saying to stay with what, you know, your plan was to stay behind what you said. That's courageous, not to waver and to just let it be okay if this is a moment where it does stop and there's no communication. So I get that. That's why it's right in the beginning of the reading. So does that feel good? No. You know what I mean? It doesn't because, I mean, I'm sure everybody gets, you know, invested in everything. But then the just laugh card is really about lightening this whole situation kind of up a little for you, you know, and to move on to the next thing so that this doesn't become kind of like a downer for your spirit. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
I have to keep moving on. I mean,
yeah,
like
exactly. So I get
feet,
that
so.
The next, and then it decide the outcome is this card. That's a good one because that means that the outcome hasn't been decided yet, and that you have to kind of like do what you were going to do, have the last say in the word or email or whatever, and then let it go, and then that. then you're going to think that's what it's showing me, that the decision was made, but then it said it that the outcome hasn't been decided yet. So it feels like you're going to have to let this go completely, like, okay, I've done what I can do, and then it seems like it's going to come back and kind of surprise you. Okay? So it's kind of like, you know, it's like an old boyfriend that you think is gone, and then the next thing you know, you hear from him. That's what it feels like to me. So, but you have to let it go. You know, you have to kind of, you did what you were supposed to do, and it feels like that's why it's saying stop. To just stop right here, to no further worry or concern, just let it go. You did what you were supposed to do, and explaining your points and whatever you said. And so it feels like you have done what is what you're expected to do. And the next thing for you is to just kind of let it go. And it feels like it's a roll around. It's going to kind of roll around back again. But, and I see this as, you know, it's like the boyfriend that you'd love to, you know, for him to call you tomorrow and he calls you a month later, you know, that kind of thing. So it does feel like that to me. It's kind of, it's going to be in the right and perfect time, but not necessarily the right and perfect time that you would like it to be in, you know, if that feels kind of, that's the way it feels to me. But, and in the same token, let's just see with the next one. And then it's a step away from the crowd. So then it's really kind of talking more about you and kind of finding your quiet time to kind of regroup again, to kind of, you know, get back into what's important for you. So it's really seeing that you're stepping away from the crowd. You're stepping away from being so actively available and kind of pulling back a little. And this means more on more personal level, you know, when I see this card. It's really, it's trying to say that, to do that, to go and do your meditation, to really get, you know, kind of have those real quiet days where you don't talk to anybody, you know. And that's really what's going on right now in the universe anyway. Everybody's just, like, if you think about it, you don't need to be pulled in any more directions. It will fatigue you. Okay, so this is a card that's really saying to be aware of this, to be aware of the solitude that you give yourself and the permission to do it. Okay, so that's really what I see coming your way and really necessary to keep yourself focused and moving forward. Okay, because I think what happens is when we get too attached to any one thing happening, it starts to drain us. It does. It really does. It, even boyfriends or business relationships or anything that is something, something's unanswered. And so when something's unanswered, it really is like somebody knocking at your spiritual door all the time, you know, and it really wears you down. So,
but
go ahead, Laura.
Well, it's funny because I actually do stay away a lot. I do keep a lot of alone time. My friends know that about me. So I do that on a conscious level. In the morning, I do my stuff. I just think with this situation, I guess when you know that this contract was coming in and it was coming in, and you get to that single line and you knew this was going to be your make it or break it for your job, I think that's what got me. So I've been doing a lot of cutting and releasing the last week, and I just feel like I'm probably going to be hearing from him, you know, by the end of the week, but I still continue on. That sales. I don't allow my job to get in my way. But it was a relationship that was really built for some reason. We connected. Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt embarrassed of going into it the wrong way because I deal with companies bigger than him even, and I'm good and going into it. And I understand mistakes happen. And I just wanted to make sure that that person knew, and hopefully he was understandable that, you know, even though it's not a mistake, it's a different option. I just went into it wrong. I just don't want that relationship to be burned regardless if he comes on board or not, you know.
I do not feel that it is. No, I really don't. I don't, because it decides the outcome. It feels like it's not over yet. That's really my feeling, especially with this one right after stop. So I get that, you know, that you are a very professional spirit. You have a beautiful energy. There's nothing that would offend anybody in any way that would, in a sense, you know, damage any relationship that you had started. That's really what I think Spirit needs to, for you to hear, as not to worry about that, not to go down that road at all. Because in that, it's almost like a little bit of a snowball effect. You know, it's worrying about something way before it's a problem. And to me, I don't think this is. So I think letting it go from the point of love and security and being courageous to say, hey, I did my best. We still have a good relationship, and that's it. And just really leave it at that, you know. That's
yeah.
what it feels like. It's like, you know, it's really what you say is what is. And so what we don't want to do is bring in any negative energy to the possible relationship that you've created, because that is really what happens. Then the energy seeks that level, you know, instead of the highest good. So really, I always think, you know, it is already good. It's already good. He really appreciated meeting you. That's the feeling I get. I get a B around this person. It's funny. I was just thinking the name, and I just get a B sound. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't know if this has anything to do with his company or the person, but it feels like, or maybe it's really showing me that the next level of client is going to be this B sound, or it's giving me kind of a feeling like once you really move this one out of your energy field, the next one's going to come in really quick, and it's going to
be Benson's Bakery.
Is it a bakery? Okay, bakery.
Yeah,
okay,
it's worth more than his.
Okay, good. All right,
he
good.
He gives me a hard time, though. This guy is so... See, that's the thing. I'm used to people hanging up with me every single day. So that's not even the issue of something like this. It's just that this level of relationship. But then I deal with big burners, and this next company that I'm trying to get on board, you can tell he's very egotistic because I'm giving him knowledge, which he doesn't want to admit. So he hasn't responded back, but we've been communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's the one then. Because this is the one that really, I mean, it was like, I felt like a BBB. It was like it was showing me this. And it felt like I was looking at a sign. So it's a real interesting, a BBB. Like, so that would be, I think, what is you have to look towards. It's coming. Like, that's already in the works. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's the one, the deal that really does happen. You know, and you know how, like, when you start now focus on something else, the other one will show up and work out. That's what it feels like to me. That's what it feels like. You're going to let this particular deal just kind of go and be and do what it's going to do, and then go to this other one. That's going to start to work, and then the other one's going to give you a call. It feels like a month. I feel like a month. Like, it's going to give you a, like, oh, my goodness, they just called me. You know, a surprise, like that feeling. So it's all good. You know, it's all good. It's showing itself. And that, when I see that, I always know that it's already in the energy field of you, you know. And that's what we're looking at, your dimensional lines that are already existed, you know, that already happened. So, yeah, I think that's so interesting. It's like, you know, I love when that happens. But it does say create. So have you been thinking of a new ways to create more business, or brochures, or anything that has like a feeling that would open new doors for you?
Well,
I feel...
I'm working at a company right now, so I want them to create a position for me where I deal mostly with my own culture, because I sell natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
Every business owner out here is mostly from India. We cater to, we have an Asian department. And so they know that there's a lot of value in me, but there's a lot of proving that I have to do. So it's kind of hard to work with I'm trying to get it to that point where I'm the only one. They move me to my own position, and I'm feeling like and thinking that they are going to create a position for me. Because this is my third month. This is like, if I don't hit quota, you can actually get canned, but I don't feel like they're going to can me.
No, I don't either. And I think that the create is kind of what it's showing me, is that that is what they're going to be doing, is creating this position that you'd like. So that is feeling like, you know, I keep getting three around it, like a three. It just feels like 3 weeks, 3 days, three, you know, a three.
I can see three weeks longer than that because
okay.
It'll take me to the end of the month.
All right. So that's when I think a lot of things will really start to move. I think this bakery guy, whatever, is going to start to move into that direction. And then I do think that the other person's going to come on board. I really do. I just think that right now it looks like they're stalling and haven't decided the outcome yet. But I do feel like they're going to. And so I really don't, you know, it doesn't feel like it's the end of anything. I just feel like right in the middle, you know.
Well, I appreciate you telling me that because I did a true cut and core today with him and send lots of love, and I had to let it go, and I did keep moving, you know, so you got to, and sales, you have to, you got to keep on moving.
Oh, I can imagine.
Something about him with this guy, I don't know what it is, but so you gave me some good
information. It doesn't feel that way to me. It feels like you're right in the middle. A lot of things are going to start to come towards you, a lot more opportunity. I mean, so I feel almost like you're going to be getting bigger and getting into a different space. And it just feels like that's what's happening more around you than these accounts. So if you've been hoping for them to create, you know, a different position, that really feels more like that's what's really going to start to come towards you within the 3 weeks. So
wonderful.
I get that. I really get that. Because that, pushing aside these accounts and all that, it just feels like they know they have a good worker. They know they have someone who really they can't find anywhere else. And I know they know that. So I think you need to know of your worth, okay, and just be reminded what a wonderful worker and how you do give your whole 100%. You know, and they know
that's
that.
It's funny you said that because I said that to my coworker. I go, at the end of the day, if they can me, I'm walking out with my head up high because I'm a damn good worker, and they know that. So that's their loss, not my loss.
Right, and there's no loss involved. They do know that.
Yeah.
That's what I think Spirit's really trying to let you know that, you know, that is what they do see about you. That's what they do want to keep in their company, working for them. And if I had a company and I would want that type of worker that's dedicated and gives 100%, and that's who you are. So
I appreciate that message. Mm-hmm. That really helps me. So thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome, love. And so I have so many callers, but
yeah,
I think
that
we got on to it. I really want to hear in 3 weeks. I'm going to have another show. I just really think things are going to really turn around. I really think you're going to be surprised. But I really want you to be courageous and ask it for what you are wanting, this position to create. Keep asking whoever it is and reminding them and saying that's what you want, because the more you are courageous in that asking, the more it feels like it's going to even come faster for you, you know. So, no, I don't, you know, like usually I can feel the change, the flux, the whatever. I don't feel it. I feel like almost like if I was to say it feels like real bright light around you. Like when I see that, it feels like things are moving and expanding.
Okay.
So, all right.
Wonderful.
Love.
I appreciate it, hon. Thank you so much.
Okay, love. Have a great
wonderful
week.
Night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Namaste.
Bye, sweetie. Hi, you're 715. You're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
My name's Richard.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Yeah, doing okay.
You're doing okay. Would you like to kind of focus in on one question and we can see what Spirit has to say?
Yeah, around my music, to see if it'll lead to career. And I'm asking that also because when I'm practicing, I'm regularly feeling somebody touch my hand. I can feel somebody sit down beside me. I'll feel at times like I just stepped through a spider web.
Oh, wow. So are you playing... and so that's what I keep getting. I keep getting a mother figure around you. I do. Yes, I do. A female, actually. And that could be grandmother or mother, but it feels very feminine energy around you. That this every time you play, you're getting kind of like you're playing for this person. Yeah? So on a spiritual level, just know when you play music, it's a very angelic, realm. Okay, music is where angels really love you to express yourself in. So I wouldn't doubt that it is your guide, your angel, that's coming forward too. But it does feel like there's a, when I look at your body, it feels like on your, let's see, my right side, right above my, like behind my shoulder, I feel kind of a beautiful kind of presence. And do you ever get like a feeling of warmth on your back, like somebody's kind of around you? You have to turn around and see if they're there.
Yeah, no, this regularly feels like there's somebody tapping me on my shoulder, or my ears all get real warm all of a sudden.
Warm, yeah, okay. Well, I do get that you are being kind of gifted and guided with your music. So I think that maybe you're getting into the spiritual realms of playing. You know, there's a difference between, you know, your mind playing the piece or your spirit playing the piece. That's the difference between a master player and just somebody who just can read music. And it really feels like you are a gifted musician, and you play with your heart, you know. And because you do that, you are really open when you're playing. You know, it's almost like your meditation. So
yeah.
You are so kind of feeling.
About 2 months ago, when I just had finished playing, I just walked into my living room, all of a sudden out of nowhere, there was this very sweet little female voice saying hello two times, and my cat was standing right next to me, and he just got all real poopy.
Oh, well, so this is the female I'm seeing then. Okay. So it's interesting. Your guide could be a female. It could be a female, or I do get that it is someone you may have known that is on the other side. So grandmother, mother, it feels like, or even is there like a loved one, a wife, or someone that you really had a real big relationship with that loved your music? That's what it feels like to me. I almost get that it's someone you knew. So I wouldn't doubt that that's why you are so tuned in to this person and being able to hear them at that level, you know. But when you're a musician, and I say that really, when you're a musician, because I play the piano, you are listening to those subtle sounds. You have like a beautiful, you know, pitchfork in your head that really can tune in to the other side. So I would say that you're probably a wonderful medium and intuitive as well, and because you can hear the other side speak to you. So my question is, my guides are saying, well, do you, when are you, and that's the question they're telling me, so when are you going to start doing your real work?
Well, they're talking about music. Yeah, I plan on putting out something around November. But my grandmother was a trained shaman and a very psychic, and she said she got it from her grandmother and so on. And then I got it from her.
And so there you go. So your real work is your music, absolutely, but it is more than that. It is your ability to be able to help those who need, you know, to be consoled. Maybe their loved ones on the other side, and they need to know they're okay. And I really get that if you start to open up the channels that you have around you, you are going to be a phenomenal psychic and medium. So it's something that you really could start to learn. There's some great teachers out there, and just to kind of get your confidence up in doing it. But I really do feel that that's what you're meant to do. And your music, I mean, I feel like you can incorporate both of them. You can be the spiritual musician that could, you know, help those kind of get into a beautiful space by playing the music and then also do a reading for that person. Because a lot of times, like when I have clients here, I have a great baby grand. So a lot of times if the person is really kind of out of sorts, I will play. And I will just let spirit kind of come through me and start to play. And I close my eyes and I just play. And all of a sudden the energy just starts to soften. And it's like the angels start to show up, you know. So I feel like you are that already, that you're capable of this work. And spirit wants you to start to do it. Okay? It's in your lineage. It's who you were meant to be. And I keep getting my guide saying, "Oh, he's been seeing and hearing us for a really long time, ever since you were little. Ever since you were little," they said. They said something about in the kitchen. When you were a little boy, they're showing me you in the kitchen, and there was a spirit that you saw. And they're showing me something, like a scene. And you got scared. I felt like you were a very little kid when this showed itself to you. And it kind of freaked you out a little bit. And it feels like it kind of pushed you back in to not know if that's what you'd like to be doing. Yeah? When that happens, and it happens to a lot of us as children, we get so afraid. We think it's a bad boogeyman, and we should never do that again, and we don't want them to ever show it. And so we kind of make an agreement with spirit that we're not available. And so we have to really open the door up again, and I mean that, and say that you're okay, and that give them the way that it's okay for you to have them come through. It sounds like you're okay with hearing them, but not seeing them?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I see them. When I was 9 years old, I actually woke up and looked over, and there was a lady, pretty lady, who was mainly clear and with pink and blue sparkly. It gave me a big smile and waved and didn't have any feet or anything and just disappeared.
Wow, and you were 9. So here we go. This is why I'm just getting chills. So they're showing me that you have had the gift a very long time, and that if that's the case and that's who you are, and I'm guessing that it's taken you a pretty long time for you to kind of own it. Is that true?
Yeah.
For you to talk about it?
Yeah, it's more been since I started playing the guitar that I kind of reopened back up, I guess.
Great. So this is the beginning. Okay, so this is the beginning. That's why they're touching you. That's why you're feeling them. That's why you're getting, you're not going to get a chance, and I say this, to not be tuned in. Okay, because the frequencies have all come in, and they're really high right now. So for those that had the gift, that were pushing it aside, they're not going to be able to not feel and see and hear the other side. It's almost like the veil is very thin right now, okay? And so because it's so thin, people that had pushed it aside are really seeing things like, whoa, what was that? You know, and then so I really get that this is your time. This is your time to step forward, to say to spirit, okay, you know, use me, show me. I am open, I'm available. You know, if there is a class that you've been thinking of taking to kind of, you know, kind of tune in a little bit more and use maybe cards or Reiki or some kind of energy that could help you kind of hone in on your gift, I want you to start looking for these workshops that are coming, okay? The Matrix Energetics is a really good one for you to do right now. It's all energy work. So this is your time. I see within the next year for you is just the most the biggest unfolding. I can't even tell you. I feel like by next year you are going to be, you know, doing this as a living. You're going to be doing readings and playing your music and doing every single thing that we just talked about, but more in a spiritual kind of tuning, you know. It's going to have that vibe to it. I almost see you going to Unity churches and you know, psychic fairs and doing all the things and finding out that, you know, that you are one of many. You know, that you are going to like to be around the people like you. Yeah?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It feels like you've been kind of alone in this, you know? Which is no way to be, Richard. You know, you are a talented individual, talented, and I say that, to be able to hear and see. So this is what, you know, this is the time. That's all I have to say about it. So, that's all. I want you to go to bed tonight and ask your spirit guides to say, show me how I can best serve people, the universe, with my gift, and ask them to show you. and to take you to the right and perfect person, to really teach you a little more about stepping out and using your gift, okay? Would you do that for me? Because if you keep it back in the back burner, it's going to take you another year to get going on this. And why not? You know, we don't have that time, right? We don't have the luxury to waste any time when you've been given such an amazing gift, okay? So is that okay? Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear
you. All right. Okay, love. Is there any one question you want to zero in and see if Spirit wants to answer it for you? Because I think this was a pretty amazing reading. Let me just see. All right. Now, it does say clean up your mess. Now, clean up your mess means that, like, when things haven't been finished yet, you know, emotionally finished. It's always talking about that. So if there are some people in your life or something or a work situation or somebody that really, and I'm going to say this, messed up your belief in something or messed up your feeling good about yourself or messed up something, I want you to clean that up. I want you to sit with them in your, visualize whoever it is. I'm going to take you back to like the beginning of when you were a little kid. Any teachers, any ex-girlfriend, anybody that ever made you feel less than beautiful or less than amazing, and put them in the screen in front of you. And I want you to do and just say to them, I love you. I thank you. I forgive you. Okay. And really wait until you feel it in your heart. I love you. I forgive you. I thank you. And really wait until you kind of get that whole feeling that you have completed that piece with this. Because that's what clean up your mess really is referring to on a spiritual level. So I want you to do that. When before you go to bed tonight, anybody that could be lingering in your energy field, really do that. Really picture them. I love you. I thank you. I forgive you. Okay? I know that's going to really kind of clean up the space in your energy field so that you'll even have more room to work with people, okay? Because you really have to clean up your own stuff, and I mean that, before you can work with someone else. You really do. You can't hold, you know, anything that happened. You have to be able to let it go, to heal it, and to release it. So this is a really good one to do every day. I mean, sometimes you had a bad, ugly bank teller that was mean to you, or someone that was driving terrible. I mean, you could do this every day and really clean your feelings up about things. Okay, Richard? So I love this. I hope that this has been some help, but it really does feel like that if you're on the diving board to a new and amazing kind of career, it feels like. So it's just up to you to move it into, I know I can do, to doing it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. All right, love. Well, I'm going to continue. Let me know how it goes. I would really love to hear about, you know, how it's transpiring for you, because it really is going to unfold pretty quick once you decide.
Okay. Yeah,
all right. Okay, sweetie. I'll talk to you soon then. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hi, this is 631. Who am I talking to? This is Heart and Soul.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Hi. And who am I talking to?
This is Suzanne. I was wondering if you see anything about a love life, a companion coming in, or if my son's going to come back in September to live with me, any of those things.
All right, let's just see. All right. Well, the first one is open your heart. So that's usually what you have to do before any new relationships really come in. You got to go there first, right? You got to really come to that real open heart place that says, I'm open and I'm willing and I'm not in fear. I'm not in any of those places. Now, the second one is detox. And detox is about kind of, you know, when you clean up your act, you clean it up from the inside out kind of thing. But detox is really about really, you know, cleaning up diet, cleaning up belief, cleaning up old relationships that aren't working. So detox does feel like that is what's been going on for you. And so if indeed that has kind of happened, and then, oh, good, and it says connect with soul, your soul family. So number three, that's the most important card because the question was about your son. So it does feel like that is coming around you, absolutely. So it does feel like he is going to be coming back. And then it says fill the well. So fill the well would mean that you are kind of running on empty in your own spirit. And when that happens, a lot of times that fill the well is just about really, you know, doing your work, doing the meditations, doing things that you
want. No, I really don't have all that. I've been alone. I know I can be alone. I pray. I ask the universe. I want a companion. I'm lonely. Plus, I know I can do it on my own. I want someone to share my life.
Right, right. So, but fill the well is really about filling the well, you, the well. So it's really talking about that. So celebrate you, yeah. So in celebrating you, that is about really stepping into the celebration of your life, the your vitality, your sexuality. So that card is around you. So I would absolutely say that as soon as you really go into that okay space that says I am willing and open, it's going to happen. Because when I see celebrate you, I know that it's showing, and you're dancing and you're celebrating, you're dressed up beautifully, and so there comes a point where that's who you enter into, the person that cares about you, you know, and you are celebrating you, and you're saying I deserve a relationship, I'm ready. It sounds like you are, and so in that the universe is hearing you, and that's what it does feel like.
You know when.
Well, when and how would be how and when would be how you would do this. So give more. That's interesting. So give more. Well, giving more. This is this card that came out. So giving more is that you are giving more to the possibilities to yourself. Like, so if somebody has a trip coming up your way or going on a cruise or giving something to yourself that you always wanted to do, that's what it feels like to me. That giving more to, like, you know, going out and buying that beautiful outfit and going out and giving more to you. And so that will create the energy to meet this person. I do feel like it, all right, so I keep getting a six around this. So it could be 6 weeks, 6 days, 6 months. I always don't really know but six is definitely coming around. But then I'm getting that. Lend a hand, give more. Have you been in any way helping, or is there someone around you that you have been giving or helping out? Could this be your son that it's talking about? That you're going to be helping out for a little while, and when he comes back, kind of thing, because it says
I don't know. I don't know. He's 12. His dad fought me for him, like, and so he's had him for 2 years, and I still see him weekends and stuff. But I just was hoping he would come back in September to me full time, but still see his dad, but go to school where I live instead of where his dad lives.
Right. So lending a hand. Okay. So. Celebrate. Give it to God. Yeah, lending a hand. Now, I'm asked the question, where would you be meeting this person? And it says lending a hand. So let's say there is something that you could be doing in your area, like that's helping people or supporting, or a food, you know, something that you're lending a hand. So it feels like you are volunteering at this place, and this is where you meet this gentleman who's also a very loving heart kind of person. It feels like that is what the lending the hand feels like. So if I'm looking at this situation, it feels like, you know, it is where this quality person exists, you know? And that's what we want for you. We want somebody kind and loving and respectful and all the things that, in a sense, your ex-husband wasn't, right? So we really want that for you. So we want to go to the place that would make your heart full, because where you would make your heart full would be of helping. That's where you would find, like, let's say you volunteer at a hospital and you help the, you know, you will meet other people who are doing the same. So I want you to go deep into the self that says, if I was going to volunteer, where would that be? Where would it make me feel full and happy to help, right? Because that's where this person is going to be. And he's a very quality, very sweet gentleman. That's what it feels like. That's amazing.
Don't he look like or his age or anything?
Well, I'm guessing in the 50s. That's what it feels like, because he's retired, right? More has retirement time on his hands. So it feels like he's, you know, wanting to. It feels like he's a bit spiritual, you know, and he has that kind of essence to him, you know. I feel like he has dark skin. So he could be Hispanic. It feels like I'm looking at this. He's got a beautiful face, beautiful, you know, feeling to his image. But mostly he's got a great smile. That's what I keep getting, a beautiful smile that will just really, you know, let you talk to him.
I'm supposed to go on a blind date with a Latino man Sunday night.
Oh, okay. And so if indeed he is some kind of helping hands, like if he has that kind of job where he's like in the healing profession or he's helps out at
piano.
He what?
I think he
makes teaches piano. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, he's teaching, he's helping. So it has to have a quality to be in service when I see that, okay? Helping hands means this is a service kind of person. He likes to teach, he likes to help, same thing. So, oh, this is good. I'd be very interested that this is somebody who you may like. I feel like he has a beautiful smile. I mean, like, stunning. That's what I keep getting about this particular gentleman. And when you said 6, so when is this date?
Sunday.
Okay, so today is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay, so 4 days. All right, okay. Yeah. So it is probably more in the line. Oh, what that is the 17th, right? No, is that the 16th? No. The 16th is on, well, Sunday is the 17th, right? And so the 16th, so okay, all right. You know, I would say that it's going to be a nice date. That's what it feels like. You're gonna enjoy yourself. It's going to be a nice time. It feels like it's a win. You know, like sometimes you go on dates and they're kind of flop, like they just flop. But it feels good to me. It feels like a good.
Good. Real quick, what about my son now? Do you see him coming back in September?
Well, it says give it to God. So when I see that in. I'm not getting that it's going to be in the time frame that you would like, but I do see that he is going to be coming back. So, and it says, keep dancing. So, I think that this is kind of interesting. The first thing that's going to happen for you is that you're going to meet a friend and you're going to have someone come into your life, but it doesn't feel like it's the everyday, the energy of your son coming in every day. It feels like this relationship is going to come in first, and then your son's going to be coming in kind of after that. So look forward. All right. And then keep dancing. I do like this spread. It does definitely show me that you are going to be stimulated, you know, spiritually stimulated, doing things, dancing. You know, that's really the vibe that I get right now, okay? Because the question is about you, right? And what you really need right now in your life. And I do know that you want your son there and he is going to be coming. But I feel like it's going to be relationship, and then your son's going to be coming. That's what it feels like.
So that might be like a year, you think? Is that going to be September?
Well, September is when you'd hope that you can get more full-time custody. So,
yeah.
Let me see. Call your spirit home. Look for it. Yeah. Spread the light. Yeah. They're all saying spread the light, call your spirit home, look forward. It does feel like it's on this high like things are finally going to start moving in a positive direction with your son and your relationship. So it does feel that September is when things will, you'll start the conversation, things will start to really roll where you will be able to have your son there more. And in the school is what it feels like. And then change the scenery. Yeah, okay. Well, it feels like the school is really what's going to help get him to be with you. Yeah? You know, to have him go to this better school. It feels like that's going to be a really deciding factor of why he's going to be able to come and be with you, you know?
Really?
So,
real quick, what do you mean, though, the school? He hasn't been to my school yet.
I know, but he's going to be able to change where you live so that he can go to another school. That's what it feels like. Of
you
a
know
different
where I live?
Location. Yeah, he's going to have to, right? So he's going to have to.
Yeah, well,
able
it's better. It's a bigger school and stuff. He has more academics, more
okay.
sports. Thing.
Right, right. So that's what I'm saying. So that's going to be a really big deciding factor for why he is able to come and be with you for a full time. So it does feel like, yes, absolutely.
And really, really
but
quick.
in the meantime, right from this moment to September, you're going to be starting relationships and doing things, and it feels like needing the time to put into a relationship. Yeah.
Okay. And what about the one from a past that I've been seeing for like a year? I like him a lot, but I don't know.
Yeah. I see new. I definitely do see new coming around you.
Okay.
That's way better for you and who can appreciate you much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, love. And
okay,
have a good
night.
A good night. Hi, 740. You're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello, Heart and Soul, 740. Hello. Hello. 740 number? Hello, I can barely hear you. Hello? Hello, you're on Heart and Soul, 740-395. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller. We'll try to get back to you. Okay, 661, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, yeah, my name is Brandy. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Is Brandy?
Yes.
Nice. Hello, how are you tonight?
Oh, doing great. Just listening to your show.
Oh, well. Would you like to ask one question we can zero in on?
Yeah, let's see. Do you do general readings?
I can, sure, yeah. I kind of like
okay,
to have
yeah.
a focus, but let's just see what Spirit is talking about. And
yeah,
then
well, things have been super stagnant, so I'm just kind of wondering if there's anything interesting coming out of it.
All right, let's just see what it has. I'm going to change my deck because I think you're purple. All right. All right. Okay. Oh, so the first card was emotional loss, which is interesting. It could have been what you, we're going to be talking about really what you have been experiencing, you know. So
that makes sense because my
okay.
emotions have been all over the place.
And that feeling of loss is like, you know, that deep feeling of loss, like loss of even knowing what to do or loss of, you know, having an idea where you'd even like to go or, you know, that feeling of
exactly.
loss, of connection.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so the second card was sacral chakra. Then sacral is your lower chakra. That's your, you know, that's the chakra that's like your sexual chakra, the one that kind of gives you vitality and stimulation and excitement. So when I see this, and of course when I see loss, I do know that that is kind of where you wish things would improve, you know. So it's really showing me that it really, you know, and it says disruption. So when disruption comes in those particular ones, especially in the sacral area, it could be that It could be a hormone disruption, right? When we have the hormone changes, it disrupts the balance. So it's showing me of disruption in the sacral chakra. And a lot of times when relationships have kind of gone sour and you haven't had one for a while, we kind of shut down those areas of ourselves, you know? We're just not excited anymore. So it's talking about that. So then the fourth card is movement, choices, and decisions. So that's kind of right where you are. You're kind of wondering what to do, where to go, what choices you need to make to kind of change things up a little and get your body and your soul and your mind all on the same page again, you know. So it kind of is showing that that has really been what's been going on. And then it's interesting. One, two, three. Then so the next card is balance. So when I see balance, it's giving me information on how to create the balance that you need to kind of get back and reinstated with those parts of you that have been kind of disconnected. You know, so balance would be like, you know, meditation, yoga, things that bring balance back again. You know, sometimes it is just reestablishing things that you love, like art and drawing, or, you know, music again. Those things will balance the spirit and also center the chakras as well. So like in the beginning of the show, we did that chakra opening where we went through and opened each chakra. That's really a helpful thing to do every day, to really just help you get grounded and, you know, really present in the very moment that you're in. So try that. That's a really important thing. You can, you know, archive the show and listen, and I think you'll appreciate it. It's really something to just kind of listen and have someone kind of instruct you. So that will help with balance again, too. Now, let me just see. Yeah, and it says reclaim your art. So it is showing me that that is the way to help you kind of move yourself out of stagnation and back into excitement is through the arts. So I always think it's not just drawing. It's music. It's dance. It's really who we are. You know, we were that and then we stopped. You know, we were the kids that loved music. We were the kids that loved to dance. We were the kids, you know, and as we got to be older, we put those things aside. But those still are what we love to do. It's just about regaining and doing it again. So if there is something that comes your way that, or even you may have to go, it feels like you're going to have to go look for this one, a learning annex or something like that. That's something that, even a cooking class or something that stimulates you again, that gets you back into doing what you love. Because that's what this is, Reclaim Your Art, is talking about. So I always think that we always know, even if you're a writer and you haven't written, you know, this is what spirit, this is the time for this to kind of start to come back to you again, because this will start to stimulate your thoughts, your feelings, and spirit can start to work through you through these mediums, you know. I know that for myself. I always know this because this is really an important card for any body worker or any healer or anyone that's in the spiritual arts, is to keep your art always flowing and to keep your connection to the right side of yourself than the left side, right? You know, out of your brain in a sense. So a lot of the things like that, you know, you could do that don't have you right, don't kick in the left side, but have you work with the right, would help you feel a little more expanded. You know, that feeling of happiness just because you're doing it. You know, it doesn't have to, and it's fun, and it's kind of, it feels like almost challenging a little, you know, like stretches you a little. Like, and this is a question. What would you do if you could do anything and you weren't afraid?
What would I do if I could do anything?
Yeah. If you weren't afraid, and because usually what makes us stop doing things is fear. Yeah? Like, you know, fear of speaking in front of people or fear of, you know. So you think about it. The fear is what usually stops us from doing what we really would love to do.
Yeah. I think I have a lot of fears I have to overcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what would be number one, if you were to answer that question to your spirit, if I wasn't afraid, what would I do? Because that's a good one.
Think about it. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, see, there you go. So that's a good one. And ask the question before you go to bed tonight, if I wasn't afraid, what would I really love to do? Or just ask the question to your spirit. Just say, you know, that to the, in a sense, your higher self. And then it will start to come to you. You're going to start to feel it and see it and say, oh, I would love to, you know, even if it's something like, you know, sing at karaoke. It could be something really mild, minor, but it's going to start you to stretch yourself past fear-based limitations that stop your spirit from exploring the joy, you know? Because really, your joy is in there, right? And fear will stop your joy from coming out. It really will.
Yeah, I think I've been going through the ascension process for a while, and it sucked all the joy out.
Yeah, yeah. Right, so there you go. So if we were going to ask the question to your spirit, well, what would I want to do that would bring back my joy? Would it be dancing? Would it be singing? Would it be drawing a picture? Would it be writing? I mean, it's one of those, it's the arts, right? So it's going to have to come to you at that deeper level, not through your brain, but more through how you feel. You know, about when, if you were to do those things, you know. So the ascension process is a tough one. It's where everybody has been. And this is the time finally of arrival. And I think that we are so good at ascending that we never give permission to our spirit to arrive.
Yeah, it doesn't feel really good at this point for me, though, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Right. So are you doing anything like I'm going to ask this question on a daily basis that helps your spirit just feel better?
No, not really, but I'll start thinking about what I can do.
Okay. Because I could tell you to do it, but that would be, you have to ask the question to your spirit that, even if it's something little, and I say that little, that would bring you even out a little bit more, out a little bit more, and take those baby steps to the big, you know, I've arrived moment, you know. So it really feels like that's kind of happening, but you can't feel it yet. You know, like spring is here, right, and I live in the snow. And so we have a lot of snow on the ground. And today I went outside and I was sitting there, and I was doing my meditations, and I just looked over and I saw all the little buds starting to happen on the trees. And I realized that our spirit is a lot like this, that there's a lot going on. There's a lot of growth. There's a lot of ascension, like we're talking about, and things that we have learned. But it hasn't flowered yet. And winter is still here and it's still cold. And so it's hard to sometimes know that you have already moved into the higher place of awareness and ascension and consciousness, because right now you feel like you can't see the buds. Yeah?
Right.
Yeah. And all I have to say to that is they're there. And I can see them around you. You have a beautiful light around you. You really do. I really feel like you have a beautiful helper. It feels like this great big spirit, like almost like I have to say this, it's very motherly, but in a very goddess way. So I'm almost saying that it's almost like angelic, that you have this great helper that has been holding you up when you think you're going to just crash, you know?
Oh, yeah. Through this process, I felt like that so many times.
Yeah, and
so I thought I would be stronger once I got here, but it seems like it's almost made me weaker than I used to be.
Yeah, right. And weaker in what way? Weaker that you just don't feel
emotionally,
like...
mentally, physically.
Mm-hmm.
I got really sick.
You got sick.
I was so sick I didn't hardly go anywhere for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so have you felt like you've moved out of that, in a sense, sick space into a more healed space?
Yeah, I am feeling that. But emotionally, I'm feeling still like I'm all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm trying to balance out, but it just seems like it just goes on forever.
Mm-hmm. And you've been dealing with this all by yourself, or is there anybody that you have friends that you could talk to about your feelings?
I had to move back home, but I don't talk to my friends about it at all.
You don't, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there is a solitude to it. That's your, that,
very much so.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I keep feeling, is that that's where we make the mistakes, when we need to reach out and talk to people that, you know, just to even listen to us. I mean, I always think, that's all we need is to be heard. We don't need to be fixed.
Yeah,
we just need to be, you know, we just need to be.
I've lost a lot of my old friends. I lost a lot of them, and I haven't really met new people.
Okay. So if you are in a new place and you have to venture out a little to fill up your life, because other than that, it's really just you, and it doesn't sound like, you know, you're in a place where you can talk to your parents. I'm not sure, but, you know, to a degree, I guess, right? To a degree,
Yeah. You
can do that. But I just feel like if there's a church, a Unity church, or some place that has a spiritual base that feels good for you, I mean, could be whatever, could be a temple, it could be, you know, something that holds a very sacred space for you, that the people that you're going to be meeting will have already an open heart. You're not trying to convince them, you know. And so that's where I would like to see you move, or try just to go to and see what you feel about it, you know. And really, don't be too proud, and I say this, to reach out and see if you can find a group that feels right to you. You know, like a grieving group or a healing group that feels right to you. A Reiki group, or, you know, go online, because I'm, you know, that's to me where you can find a lot of your answers out, and feel into what kind of group you'd like to be around. Even if it's, I mean, I almost see, like, even if you took a class at the annex or at the college, if there's anything nearby. That feels right to me. When I was seeing you do that, it felt like you'd be stepping out a little. It's a little exciting, and you'd be meeting people, like-minded people like you, and it would start the ball, the ball rolling a little for you, energetically, you know? So would you do that? Would you look at least to see what they have and see what might like?
I mean, I used to be pretty sociable, but since this process started in, like, 2009, I became a hermit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is time. It really, really is. It is time to bring your beautiful light, and I mean that, to the world, because, you know, what good are we do? What good do we do if we have had these great moments of ascension and realization and healing if we can't share it with those who need it too, you know? You know, that's the truth. I feel like your gift is your story, you know, and how you made it through. It always is. It's what we need as you know, when we, you know, share our innermost truths, right, with another person who's going through a similar thing, there is something beautiful that happens. That person gets to see how big they and how things could work out for them, and we get to share how it was for us. That makes us even stronger, you know.
Yeah.
And I really get that that's where your power is. Like, you could write your story, you could speak your story, you could share your story, whichever way is comfortable for you, but it will be a very healing thing for people to hear.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. And that's what it feels like. It feels like that is where the gold is. That is where the gold is. You know, spirit doesn't put you through, and I say hell, so that you can't tell others that there is a heaven. Right?
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
I believe that. I know that's true. I mean, in the midst of our darkest moments is when we learn the most, and it's when we have the most to share. Really. You know, it's in between, like, you know, when you finally get over it and you're kind of back on, you know, in this kind of sense that everything's fine, that we forget how to be human and how it how this journey is not always so easy for others. And I really get that that's where you are, you've been kind of taught on how to do this. You know, it's like, and I mean this, that that's what most great teachers have had difficult times.
Yeah. Well, that's
really,
true, because I got really, really sick and I had to heal myself. I had no help from doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how to do that to heal myself. So I can
wow.
tell other people how to do that.
Wow. I mean, wouldn't that, I mean, that to me is what people come to me for. You know, they'll come and then all of a sudden you're like, you go do a body scan on the person and you see that, oh, they're toxic. You know, they've got mold or they've got candida. I mean, so you are helping people kind of get
yeah.
things together. But you're teaching.
That. I had heavy metal toxicity, candida, all kinds of issues.
Right. So here you have gotten through it by healing yourself, right? So by getting the right vitamins and herbs and detoxing and all the things that you learned. Now, there are so many people out there that are in the middle of this. And that even if you had your own blog or if you had your own show.
I have my own website.
Okay, good. Because that's what I'm feeling, that this is where your specialties are going to be, you know, really kind of, you know, that's what you're doing. But I keep getting that you have to physically get out there. Yeah?
I know. Yeah.
You really, I almost see that you're speaking about it. Maybe you go to a health food, you know, place where they, you know, that you can show them how to do this. I feel like that's the next step for you, is to really speak it in person for people so that they can come up to you and say, you know, this happened to me, you know. And I really get that that's what you're going to, that
yeah,
is what you're doing.
I actually do heavy metal testing for people. I do that already. Terra mineral analysis.
Uh-huh, sure. I've had that done.
Yeah, I do that for people on my website.
Yeah. So the next step is about getting out there. You know what I mean? Because that's what I feel like is even more important. So have you been writing this? I feel like I'm seeing like a book or a pamphlet or something that you're writing. What exactly, how you managed to find this out and how you managed to find the right minerals and things to take to help get rid of the metals. Because this is really important information. But I really get that
yeah,
if you could.
I need to actually start writing that on my blog.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is the beginning, right? Because you're already, you have moved into the healing already. So, and the more you step out, know that you're healed, right? The more that you own your own healing and everything that you went through, as it being done, instead that you're still in the middle of it. Because to me, it feels like you're at the end. You're now at you're at the end of that, in the beginning of the next phase, and that is the teaching part. You know,
right? That makes sense. Yeah, I feel that too.
Yeah, I really do. I really do. And, you know, I think, and it feels like, I have to say this, it feels like there's a relationship around you that's coming. I mean, I really do feel that, like, really strong. Like,
do you have any idea what it might look like?
Wow. Boy, I'll tell you, I mean, this guy. I keep getting glasses. Isn't that funny? I really do. I feel like he wears glasses. Yeah, I feel like I'm looking at like kind of a contemporary looking look. You know what I mean? With the glasses and the kind of spiky hair and kind of a good looking. You know, at that level.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah, I really do. I feels like. Oh, that's interesting. I feel like he is, that's why I've been keep going towards this learning thing, this annex, this learning kind of school. I feel like that's where he is. Isn't that funny? I feel like he's in the class and you guys are just going to connect. And if there is like a nutritional class or something like
I think
that.
I'm going to take medical Qigong. constantly.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, because I feel like I'm in the healing thing. You know, I'm learning, but I'm in a healing energy here. So I like this. This is really where I feel like he exists, that you're going to meet. And it feels like when you meet this person, it's going to be like he's like you know him. You know, that feeling of connection that you've just been, wow, you know, waiting. It feels like that. Yeah, feels good.
Oh, that would be great.
I keep getting the R. This showed me an R sound, like Roger or Randy, or, you know, the R sound.
You know, you're not the only psychic that said that. They said Richard or Ricky.
Richard, okay, an R sound. Yeah. I really, really get that this is going to happen. You just have to get out there and do it, because it's just more that he's been waiting for you to show up. That's what it feels like.
Poor guy. He's been waiting a while, probably.
Yeah. Well, no, but you know how, like, when your light starts to shine, you become the beacon, and the person that's been looking for you finally can see you.
Right.
And that's
I haven't been shining that for a long time.
No, you've been healing, and you've been having to rearrange your life and doing all that stuff, but it's not like you are really available to, you know, being out there and really noticing anybody looking at you. You know what I mean? You have to kind of notice that. Yeah.
Well,
like
sick I got. I was so sick that it was even hard for me to walk sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I really went through a major transformation physically, emotionally, mentally. I mean, it was very intense. I didn't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is
why this is so profound, because your healing had to happen in a sense to get to this high frequency, high level of awareness for your own spirit, so that you could be even, you know, brought to a Qigong class. You know what I mean? And so you think about, like, every little thing brought me to this very moment so that you meet the right and perfect male aspect of yourself. Because that's really what we want. We want somebody who's ascended too, who's equally as spiritual and equally as bright as you. I mean, and so water does seek its own level, but spirit seeks its own level too. You know, and so I really get that when we have healed those big parts of ourselves, we are finally really ready for that real spiritual relationship that, you know, the universe would want to give you. But before this episode or this whole fiasco, before this all happened, you might not have even noticed him or been in the right place, you know. I really know that's true. I just know that, you know, all paths lead to what we really our heart's desire is. And sometimes it looks like, wow, did I have to go all this way? But yeah, you did. I mean, my first husband passed away. He had colon cancer when I was 36. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, feeling like, wow, that was a lot to go through. Am I really ready to, you know, meet somebody? And I just remember, and I mean this clearly, I was in meditation, and I finally just said to Spirit, I am healed and I am ready. You find me the right perfect person. And I had to fly back. I was in Rhode Island. I had to fly back to California to be at my girlfriend's, to be her godmother of her daughter. And they're very spiritual. And I get to the blessing, and there is my husband. I met him at the blessing.
Oh, wow.
But it really happened within a day of asking and being ready. So all I say is that the healing process for you, you have to get to the place, I am healed and I am ready. And then
I think I've wanted to think that, but I have to really believe it, I guess.
Right. Because we also get used to, you know, being in our solitude. We get used to a certain way of being, and we don't even know how it would be to be, you know, in a relationship to do all that. We really don't. It's almost a little scary, you know. So it's more about pushing putting it aside and just being open and ready and just saying, Spirit, you find the right and perfect person for me. I am ready. I am healed. And that's it. And you don't have to have a fear about it. Just be open. And that really is the difference between wanting something and really being ready for something. You know, we could want it, but we're not really ready. But when your spirit says, I really am. And I really get it. It goes really into the, it's so, you feel it. It's nothing you could even talk to yourself about. You have to feel that feeling. And so it feels, that's what it feels like to me when I'm feeling into your energy, that you are ready for this, but you just haven't gotten to the place of awareness that you could do, that this is the next level of life that you're going to have, you know?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I really am.
All right. Well, let me know how it goes, and I will keep the highest vision for you. I just know that, you know, this is the beginning. This is truly the beginning for you. It really does feel like you have gone through a little bit of hell. But you are going to, you are really going to be living. Yeah, you are going to be living in heaven from now on.
Oh, thank you so much for your words. You've been very helpful to me, so I appreciate it.
All right, Brandy. We'll see you and talk to you soon then. Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.
561, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello? 561?
Hello.
Hi, who are we talking to?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. What's your name?
This is Linda from Florida.
Oh, hi, Linda. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So let's have any one question that you'd like to focus in on?
Yes, my career. I've been pursuing a degree for the past few years at night and taking online classes. And I just recently decided that I might take a different direction, and I'm getting very frustrated with the classes that I'm taking and just feel like it's not really the direction I want to go to. So I want to see if you think that this switch that I'm looking into making will be better, you know, more beneficial for me.
All right, let's see what it says. All right, let's see. Okay. So partnership and alliance is the first card. So when you see that, you see a cohesive union when partnership and alliance. It means like you're aligning yourself with what you're supposed to be doing. So partnership and alliance would mean that change in a direction that you will be connected to something greater than yourself. So it definitely career would come into it, you know, relationship as well. We'd talk about that too. Okay,
so the change that I anticipate in making
that is what it's saying. Partnership and alliance is definitely giving me the feeling that it would be the best choice for you. The change would be exactly what you need to do. And then it says the second card was suffering in silence. So it shows me that there was this obvious kind of indecision about what you were doing. So, like, let's say you were going to school, and all of a sudden, you're in the middle of it, and you're saying, this is so not for me. You know, this is so not for me. And so that's where the suffering in silence is there. Like, you're still, you've got invested in such this time, right? So now you feel like, oh, man, should I complete it? Should I finish it? But this isn't really, doesn't feel right to me anymore. So your suffering in silence is the problem, because you have to bring it to the light for things to change. So I like the fact that you have made a choice to change, because it feels really good. I don't feel like, and then it says patience. So patience means that you are still going to have to invest some time to change.
Yeah.
To change your major and to kind of move into this other direction. So patience means that you'll still have a little bit of time invested, but it's going to be the right move for you to veer off and go into a different direction. So let me see. Firm foundation. Oh, I like that. So, Linda, that's what it's showing me, that it is saying, yes, it would be a firm foundation when you change this career, it will give you the livelihood, you know, the work that is a firm foundation. So once you know it, there means there will be jobs in this area. It will be easier for you to get a job in and all that above. So firm foundation, it's showing me, yeah, it's a good one. Okay.
Do you have any time frame when you think this might be accomplished?
Well,
because I just found out I only have financial aid. It ends after the next 2 years. I can't get
it. Okay. So you have it for the next 2 years.
Well, it's definitely for the next year. I don't know about the year after that, depending on my income.
Yeah. I really think I think you're going to be fine. That's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're going to need. I don't think you're going to need, I think if it can even go a little bit further, but I feel like a year is plenty. I think you're going to be able to. And now, if indeed you can work and go to school in this career change, that is probably what's going to happen for you. You know, you'll be able to work and go to school and learn at the same time by doing it.
Yeah, I would have to find something like that.
Yeah,
can...
that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. Once you change your direction, you'll be able to work in it right away and also be in school. And so, you know, it's like a win-win all the way through. It's like if you're going to be a nurse's aide, you can get a job helping an elderly person, you know, or, if, you know, if you're going to be a teacher, you could be a teacher's aide. You know, it feels like that kind of thing to me. So you'll be doing it and going to school. So a year feels like plenty of time, absolutely. Now, it does say moving on, Linda. It does feel like moving on. It feels like almost like you will be moving on. You're going to be moving on. It says emotional withdrawal and a suffering in silence. So you have been kind of, and I say that, in a kind of
I'm
a dull...
I'm living with my niece since August because I lost my home. So I'm really looking to move as soon as I can find some work.
There you go. So the moving on is coming. So absolutely, as soon as this job manifests itself, and that is really just about deciding the change of the career and then looking for a job in it, you will find it, and then you'll be able to move on. That's what it's moving on. So it's showing me that you will be. And it says six. So six around that would mean, like, you know, within the next 6 months, you will be able to get your... Yeah. And
I'll be living here for 6 more months with us?
Well, I'm just seeing a six. So it could be 6 weeks or it could be 6 months. But I would say to get your job, to get yourself situated, you know, you're going to be looking at a little more time than 6 weeks, you know, to get that all together. Yeah, so
yeah,
I would say,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels like more the six would be comfortable in what it's showing me, so that you don't get stressed and get into something you can't stay in. You know what I mean? So as long as it's a comfortable place for you to be for the next 6 months,
unfortunately, she doesn't.
So we see the emotional withdrawal, and that's where that card came in then. See, because when you feel like, oh, I'm not supposed to be here, they don't like me,
mm-hmm.
I'm bothering them, then what you do is you emotionally withdraw. You pull in, you know, and you kind of are suffering in silence. You know?
Yes, I am suffering. I have no one to talk to. I feel like I'm a stranger here. They treat me like a stranger. And I almost feel like they're trying to force me out. But I have no other place to go. I would have gone.
I know, right. So the thing is this, if you are in an unhealthy emotional place, it makes it harder for you.
Yes.
You know, to get it together, to feel confident, to feel secure in your next move. Right? It does. It's like you get weighed down by this emotional distress that you're in. So you got to, and I say this, try to find a support group that will support you during this time right now, because this is a very big time for you. Really is, Linda. It's big, right? And we don't want you to suffer alone. There's no need for that, right? So if there is a support group for, I mean, you know what would feel comfortable for even divorced people or, you know, whatever. I want you to look for it, okay? Because you need, and I say this, to be where you can be supported right now. Because it's really going to help you get the confidence up that you need to move into this next life that you're going to be creating, really.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I want you. I don't want
if
you
they would
to
just be a little bit more civil to me. Then I would be able to. I think I would be able to feel better about myself. It's almost. I almost feel like it's hurting me by being here.
Yeah, it is. It is hurting your spirit for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
yeah, it's hurting your spirit, and it's not allowing you to be fully expressed. You know, have your feelings out because you shut down because you don't. You know, you go in your room and hide almost. That's
yeah.
what it feels like. So that's where the difficulty is when you're in a place that's not supporting your spirit. You are not allowing your spirit out to be supported. So you have to look outside where you are so that you can start to kind of gain some of your power back, you know? So if there's a support group for divorced women, I mean, whatever that feels right to you, there,
yeah.
you know, look through if there's a church that feels comfortable
mm-hmm.
or Unity Church, something, I mean something that's connected to your spirit that would help you feel like I'm going to get myself back, you know, because I'm sure it's a feeling that you have, and then the feeling gets even more affected
mm-hmm.
by other people's feelings. Right? So you might be
yeah.
feeling really insecure. Okay. Listen into this. So all of a sudden, you're feeling very insecure and not sure if you can make it. So you have those feelings already, right? So you move in, they help, they say come, but you still have those feelings, right? So they may not be feeling anything other than, hey, you know, we love having her here. I don't know why, but you feel that way. So no matter what the situation is, you're already very sensitive, you know, because of what's already transpired, you know, in your life. So it's like no one can make you feel, and this is something you have to know, no one can make you feel bad. You have to feel bad already, right? And if you feel bad already, guess what? Then you're going to feel really bad because you're going to think that that person, they don't like me. And so it kind of breeds itself. You know what I mean? So we want you to find some help. You've got to. It's important for you to get out there. And even if there's an online workshop
mm-hmm.
you could do,
yeah.
something that supports you, that gets your voice out, that gets you to feel a little more expanded and not so stuck. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a therapist that can help you through this, because
mm-hmm.
this is a big time for you. It really is. And I wouldn't
yeah,
want you.
I'm just afraid they're going to ask me to leave. I mean, I keep.
Well, they won't ask you to leave. But my feeling is, if they see that you're trying, and I mean this, to support yourself, to get yourself going, to get yourself feeling better, then they're going to be happy for you because that's
mm-hmm.
that's the way that they would want you to be able to afford at your own place and to get a job and to all that. So, but one thing. If you got to think about this, how is this spirit that you're in now, how is this emotional energy you're in now going to find yourself a job if you feel this way, right?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like if I said, oh, you know, tomorrow you're going to meet Prince Charming and you just feel so unattractive to, and you're like, no way, no way. You know, I'm so not ready for this, you know. And, yeah, nope, he's coming tomorrow, you know, and you're going to be like, no, I'm running the other way. You know, so the thing is you have to have confidence up first to actually go and get the job. So we want to work on that one, you know, work on you. You are, you know, you've been hard at work getting your degree, getting through the divorce, getting through moving. I mean, lots of stuff you've had to withstand. And so, you know, like this is where you have to know. You are not what happens to you, okay? You are not what happens to you. You know, you are not your circumstance. You are a capable, powerful, amazing woman that can do anything she decides to do. That's who you really are. And that's what you have to get on the same side of yourself and not on the other side, which says, oh, you know, I don't know what. You know, that side will make you even more go in the hole. The other side, the one that says, hey, I've gone through the worst. I've made it through. I've managed to, you know, you have done a lot. And you will, if you look for the help, the help will be there. If you ask for the help will be there. Right? So what I believe, and I do know this, that we just have to look for it, and then there it is, okay? And I just trust that. I know that more than anything. But you have to be the one to say, okay, I need a support group that works with women my age. I need, you know, I need a support group that understands what I have been through, or a therapist I can talk to that's neutral, that can help me through this time. And so this is what you need to do, is to ask for what you need so you can get over this little bit of a hump, in a sense, and move into the area that you'd like to get to, okay?
So promise
me one thing. You will not just let your circumstance dictate who you are, because that's not who you are, okay?
No. I mean, I've always been a very independent person, so this has not been easy for me to live with anybody.
Oh, I know. But things, I mean, this is the thing. Things happen. And you know that old saying that things just happen. But that's the truth, that they just happen. That doesn't mean that it is you, has any, in a sense, meaning towards who you are as a human being. It's only if we attach to the happenings that make us feel less than who we are. If we, you know, if we say, oh, I must not be this, or I must not be, because these things happened. You know, that's the problem, is to sit in that particular space. That will just breed more of that. So we want you to move over. I want you tomorrow to write down on a piece of paper things that will make you happy again, that you can do, even if it's go for a walk or go dancing or do something that will shake you up and bring you into some kind of joy. You know?
Yeah, I'm going out Saturday night.
Good.
Yeah, I do plan on going out. Yeah, my son's birthday too is also Saturday, so I do have some plans for this weekend.
Good,
and tomorrow.
Good. See, I like that. More you start
tomorrow
to do those things. Yeah. And this is important, to find your joy, to keep it up, to make sure you celebrate yourself every day. And then when you do go for that job, you're going to be in a really up place that has a great energy, and they're going to want to hire you, you know. And that's what I do know, that you bring the energy to the job, and they have to say, do we want to live with this energy or not? And so, you know. And bottom line is, that's what we have to get you, just to have the energy. You don't have to work at it, you know. And that's what I see. So, you know, I like the change. It feels better for me. I didn't see that what you were signed up for was going to work for you. So I like that you're veering off a little. I do like this a lot.
Yeah, but unfortunately I have to finish the class, so I'm a little bummed about that, because I don't want to ruin my financial aid.
Right. Hey, education and learning is never wasted, you know, and so my feeling is, so finish it out so that you can then go into the time, into the, in a sense, the new direction and get the job. Because I do feel like it's, as soon as you change that, you're going to get a job pretty quick. All right. So.
Okay. Well, that's great. I'm glad. Thank you for the confirmation.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, sweetie. Have a great time with your son, and keep smiling. Things are okay. They really are. You're going to be fine.
All right.
All right, love. 843, you are in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
This is Kimberly. Kimberly.
Hi.
From Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
South Carolina. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Is there anything you'd like to focus in on?
Yes. I have been having issues at work, and today I had an issue where someone actually accused me of doing something that I didn't, and it was almost like malicious intent. Mm-hmm. And I just need to know, and I'm a teacher. I forgot to mention that. Anyway, and I'm going to have a meeting with the superintendent. But this is not like the first time that I've had issues at schools when it comes to like, and I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And so do you have it with the same one person all the time, or just is it just something that happens that they kind of hone in on you in a sense?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I kind of feel like it's like this. It's like if there was a lineup of people, right, it feels like energetically all eyes would be on you for some reason, and I don't know why. I don't know why they have like a hypersensitivity. It feels like people around you are hypersensitive to what you are doing.
Right.
Yeah. And it could be, you know, what we hold as like, you know, they have to watch us or something like that. There's something that we have to clear. I would probably do this. I want you to do this. I want you to picture your body, okay? And I want you to clear. Now, you're teaching, right? So
yes.
Let's see if there's any old past life that's attaching. It's that causing the attention to be put on you. And it's not true. None of it's true. But let me just see. All right. Okay, I'm gonna ask you to do something for me. I want you to just scan, if you can, all right? Close your eyes. And
okay.
scan the front of your body.
Okay.
And I want you to kind of go and see if you see any kind of dark spots or something that's drawing your attention to any part of your body. Let's just scan the front of your body. And then scan your heart, scan your stomach. See if there's anything. It could look, sometimes it looks like a little dark, a dark blob or something that's hanging out there. You're going to just take a better look at it. So I want you to just kind of scan your body and see if anything is kind of moving into your consciousness that, oh, what's that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're just going to see it. And now I'm going to ask some questions. Do you feel something? No, I feel it around your stomach. I feel it almost like right in the front, some energy.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not feeling anything, but
okay. I'm just feeling. I'm gonna just see something. One second. Is it male? Is it female? Male, female. So it's a male. Okay. I feel like a male energy that is kind of in the front of your energy systems. Okay, so it's a male energy. And we're going to ask, when did it come into her energy system? I'm going to ask, was it 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, five years ago, it says. Okay, so 5 years ago, this male energy came into your system. Okay. Are you someone that she knows? Yes. Okay, saying yes. So, is this someone that passed? Yes. Okay, so we're getting some clarity here. So this entity, this energy, let's say you knew somebody who passed, right, who's on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been father, brother, somebody related. So they say that you knew that could have been a boyfriend. When they passed, their energy systems never really left you. Okay?
Okay.
They kind of got almost stuck to you. Like you were the light and they didn't know where the light was. And so guess what? They attracted to your light. And so it feels like that this entity, I'm going to see if it has any more information. One sec. Were you father, mother? Father, okay. So it's saying it's a fatherly, could be a fatherly energy, could be someone that represented that to you, could someone that you knew, you know, it's giving me that feeling. So
okay.
How old was it? I'm going to see, how old were you when you passed? 50, 40. So 40 years old, it feels like they weren't that, they were actually kind of young. That's what it feels like. Okay. So we're going to just like get in touch with this energy. And now I'm going to ask this energy if it remembered a time when it was alive. I want to see if it answers me. It says yes. And I want you now, I'm going to ask this energy to remember a time when it was loved. And it says yes. It remembers. Okay, so we're going to ask your loved ones, this energy, to come forth and to kind of come and get you. Because they've been waiting for you to go. So the energies. All right. And then I see a woman. A woman stepping forward. Like a grandmother. Coming forth. Energy. Get this person. To kind of bring this person home.
Okay.
To the light. So we're going to see. Wait one second. Are you ready to go? Can you now step out of Kimberly's energy field? Yes. All right. Okay. Oh, I felt that one. All right. Okay, so this energy just kind of left. But what I got was this energy was the one that was kind of the troublemaker of your energy field. Okay?
Mm.
So you think about it. It's like... it's like a kid, you know, a young kid who everybody blames that kid for doing something that he didn't do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so in a way, that's kind of what happened to you, that on a spiritual level, this energy attached itself and had that energy, that's who he was. He was the troublemaker. And he attached himself so that it almost became like you became what people saw about what they saw about him. It wasn't you, but it was him,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and in separating him from you, your field is going to be a lot cleaner and clearer and more transparent so that people will not be holding his energy on top of yours so that they're picking up on that person's essence, in a sense, if you know what I mean. It's kind of hard to explain, but it does happen. Happens a lot more than you know. That we have these kind of energies that have attached themselves to us. And they could be loved ones. They could be people that we knew that loved us. And because we were a bright light, they didn't, and when they passed, it could even be the neighbor. I feel like it doesn't have to be a relative. It could be someone down the hall that you knew that passed away, that liked you, and that when they passed, they didn't know where they were going, and they ended up, you know, making a home, in a sense, in your field. That's what happened.
Okay,
you get that one?
Yes.
So that is kind of what happened to you. So I see that we released him. We're going to have a little less feelings, in a sense, drawn to you that this particular energy would have had. I keep getting, I feel like I'm in an apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this particular energy passed away in kind of suddenly. And I feel like he was a young male, like a, you know, for, and it's funny that, you know, fatherly came up, but it doesn't feel like, maybe he had a feeling of taking, you know, of caring about you, that made him feel fatherly, you know what I mean? Or that feeling about, but you know, that's just the feeling that he showed up in. But it felt like he was quite young, was when I asked, between 40 showed up really strong. But it could, now when you were, and I'm saying, how old are you?
I'm 42.
Okay, all right. So when you were in your 40s, when you were just 40, did you know anybody who passed suddenly? You don't know.
I really don't remember.
Okay, all right. So maybe then we're just kind of deciphering what was being said. That was him. That I'm just seeing. If 40 didn't mean anything, if you don't remember it, it could come to you. It could come to you tonight after you're laying in bed. You're going to, oh, my God, yeah, I remember him. You know, Could have, you know, so we're going to leave it alone. So, but it felt like this person died suddenly, and that that's some of the issues that kind of happens, you know. And believe me, clearing house, we clean their house, but a spiritual house is can be very sticky. You know, because we're lights, right?
Yes,
we're these bright lights. We're
mm-hmm.
in an energy body. And so when someone passes, they are just energy. And so they don't always, and I say this, know how to go to the other side. We think, oh, God's going to come. And not necessarily true. Not necessarily true. That's why we have ghost shows and, you know, all this stuff. It's because spirits can get kind of stuck. They just don't know. They didn't even know they passed. So a lot of times that's what we have to do. I get that as spiritual beings. We kind of have to clear our energy field. So what you could do is ask your guides and your angels to help clear any other entities that might be hanging out that are creating this this difficulty. And I say it feels like a difficulty that you keep running into. Because it doesn't feel like it's yours. I don't feel like you're a difficult person at all.
No.
I feel like that person was creating the difficulty, you know, because that was something that they were a part of. Okay, so just know that we cleared it, and you should feel better about it all. I don't feel like if you can do this work, you know, just like we pray and just ask for that, okay, before you go to bed and before you even go, that you protect yourself. And I say that protecting yourself spiritually is that you kind of set up yourself in a beautiful bubble, step into it. Picture an egg, okay, like with a metal outside, okay, like an egg that you're in the center of, but it's got like a silver casing. And this silver casing is repels all negative energy from entering into your energy field. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you picture that? Some people can picture, some people, but just step into that. Before you go into school, step into that beautiful protective bubble egg, okay? And, you know, take a deep breath. Wait till you really almost feel it, you know, around you and your front and your back. And just wait till you feel it and then go into school. All right? Because this is important to do anyway, you know, just so that we don't pick up other people's bad moods or other people's stuff, okay? It's something that, I mean, as spiritual beings, we are very sensitive beings. And so we can pick up a lot of things. So all I have to say is just get good at protection. And that's just an easy one to do. Everybody should do that. Even when you go into the market, just, you know, because a lot of people are sick there and, you know, who knows? We really don't know. So we want to just kind of protect our energy systems from people attaching to us in a negative way. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so any other questions you have?
I just want to, you know, I don't know if I told you, but this is the first time, and I've been teaching almost 9 years, and this is like something happening now. I'm on paid leave because they're investigating it, and it's just bothering me.
Oh, yeah, sure. But my question is this. Has the teaching profession given you what you would like?
No.
No, okay. So in your heart of hearts, has spirit given you some time to kind of reevaluate what you'd like to do?
Yes.
Okay. And so that's the first page of your journal tomorrow is to uncover what it is you'd really like to be doing.
Okay.
Because I really get that, you know, this was in the beginning of the show. I was talking about this is the new everything. The new moon came in. A lot of changes are coming. A lot of people are losing things to find that they never really were. It was a gift, you know, it was truly a gift. So I want you to tomorrow's first pages of your journal is to ask your soul, what would you like to be doing if you are going to be teaching again? Maybe it's something completely different. Maybe it's go back to school. Maybe it's to go back to school to, you know, learn a trade, to finally, you know, be a photographer. I mean, something that would really make you feel happy, okay? Because this is the opportunity that you've been given. It really is. So tomorrow, if you can just take it as a gift, you use the time, that you're going to use this time to figure out that, you know, I see you going back to school. I see you getting a master's in something different, almost like, I feel like it's almost management kind of thing. It's like you're out of the classroom, but now you're going to be, you know, more in a position where you are in a power position. Like, you would be a better principal.
You know what? You are so right. My son has told me that I need to be a principal. Even my principal said I will make a good one.
You would be. You are going to be a fabulous principal, but you're going to have to go back just to get your master's, right? Or do, or whatever, or apply. Or
right,
do, but
yeah, you're correct.
I see that that's what you're going to do. And when you are the principal, you are in the right position. Nobody can, you know what I mean? That's your, you are a very powerful spirit, and you know, you say what's on your mind. You know how you want to see things. You can get things changed and get things organized and people to listen to you. That's a principle. Yeah?
Wow.
And I really, really feel like your spirit is just giving you some time to figure this out, to get, go and find out how you can, you know, get, how long it will take to get that master's. And then once you do, you could apply for that new, you know, maybe there's some grants available or some online stuff. And I get that once you get that, you're going to get a principal's, you will definitely become a principal.
Wow.
I really do. I really do. So don't take this as so that it's bothering you. Turn it around. Turn this whole thing around as thank you, thank you, thank you. Because you're going to make more money. It's going to be the right fit for you. Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, so not everybody in the world should be a teacher, but and not everybody in the world can be a principal, but you can be a principal. And no, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of dedication, but I get that you're going to make the best principal ever, you know, that you're going to be able to change. I really do. I mean, change everything and get things organized, get the grants that kids need and get everything, because that's who you are. You're a shaker mover kind of lady. You know, you can get things moving. And so that's what I get.
Wow.
You know, yeah.
You thank you so much. You are amazing.
Oh, well, so are you.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Oh,
you're
my
welcome.
Goodness.
Welcome.
Do you have a website? Or?
I do. It's called Heart and Soul Holistics. And you can go and listen to your reading if you want. You can just go archive the show.
Okay.
And you can listen to it. It will say, you know, today's date. And you can just go to heartandsoulholistic.com, Patty Sherwin. And you can go back and it says Blog Talk Radio. Just press that and we'll take you back to the show and you can listen to it. But I am very excited for you. It does feel like this is the beginning. This has been a wonderful theme tonight, is that the end is really the beginning. And that's something that was funny. The first cards I pulled today, that was what it was all about. And it's staying true to the truth of what we need to be doing, is seeing that everything is a gift and that every single moment is a moment to get finally in kind of congruent, you know, energy to what we're really supposed to be doing, you know.
Right.
And it just felt like, Kimberly, you were bigger than the position that you were in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. I mean, you know, you can see that with people. You just, you meet them like they're waitresses and you think, and you're a waitress? You know, you think about a lot of the movie stars of today were once waitresses and waiters.
Right.
You know?
Right,
but, you know, you think about what somebody had them waiting on their table. And I'm sure they must have looked up and thought, you're a waitress, really? And, you know, now they're Tom Cruise or something like
that.
Right,
right.
Because they were,
right,
they were just passing through that particular position. And that's what it feels like for you. You're just passing through so that you can get to the right and perfect position that you're meant to do.
Okay.
All right, love. Well,
thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome. Let me know how it goes. I can't wait to hear.
I will. I definitely will.
Bye-bye, Kimberly.
Bye.
Well, that's our show for tonight. Thank you so very much, everyone, for bringing your open spirits. And just know that everything is here for our highest good. And that don't become the victim. Become the creator. And all is well. Blessings to you, everyone. And I'll let you know when our next show is. Bye-bye.